check 1-2. Okay. It's happy Monday, everybody. May 18th, 2020. We're back again. Survived another pandemic. Pandemic, plandemic weekend. However you want to chop it. Monday morning. As used to be like, it's funny. There wasn't a peep in this house until I turned on the fucking mics. You can't even... It's really unbelievable. It was quiet. I'm like, you know what? Now's a good time to tape. It's a little bit late. I can sneak this in. As soon as I turn the mics on, okay, jazzercise. I don't know what's going on in here. We're running some kind of a boot camp. Already. If you're watching this for the first time on patreon.com/truepundit, come unglued 30 seconds in. This guy is completely out of mind. It's a bad start to the week here with that kind of nonsense. Okay, so, yeah, thanks for tuning in and for helping us grow. Where else are you going to get somebody telling you the truth? Very limited options these days. I spent some time this weekend looking over what other people are doing in the media. And I never want to do that again. I never want to look at what other people are doing. Just for a goof, I had a couple brews, and I said, let's turn on Fox. Let's turn on these. Oh, my God. The stuff they're talking about. My God. You see, I didn't have many tweets over the weekend, but I had a couple, and it's just trying to set people straight. I mean, they're up to their bullshit tricks. Oh, this guy's going to jail. That guy's going. Oh, the President Obama's going to jail. Guys. Stop it. It's ridiculous. Doesn't mean that he shouldn't go to prison, but come on. Let's what kind of a bullshit treehouse are these people living in? It's like they're out playing in the treehouse and the adults are inside working. First headline. Did I say the plugs? Yeah, whatever. You can support us on patreon.com/truepundit and with the other plugs, True Pundit, blah, 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 blah. You know where to find us, and you can support us there. And I'll mention it before we go off the air. I don't know what's going on with these ads either. We're trying out new ad companies, and so they don't seem to be paying much. Of course, if I could ever tell you folks what it's really like in the media, you would understand why it attracts fucking flaming assholes and good people run away like their clothes were on fire. But another day. Let's get into the news. A California biomedical company claims coronavirus antibody breakthrough. A California-based biopharmaceutical company claims to have discovered an antibody that could shield the human body from the coronavirus and flush it out of the person's system within 4 days. Hillary wishes she could flush out everything she drinks in 4 days. She flushes it out and she adds a bunch more. Later Friday, Sorrento Therapeutics will announce their discovery of the STI-1499 antibody, which the San Diego company said can provide 100% inhibition of COVID-19, adding that a treatment could be available months before a vaccine hits the market. Well, this is bad news for Fauci and Gates, unless they have their hands in it. I have to look that up. We want to emphasize there is a cure. There is a solution that works 100%. Dr. Henry Ji, founder and CEO of Sorrento Therapeutics, told Fox News, if we have the neutralizing antibody in your body, you don't need the social distancing. You can open up society without fear. Man, this is bad news for Fauci and his group if they're not, they don't have their hands in this company, because they've been gearing up and gassing up the fear mobile. You're all going to die. Just shut everything down for 2 weeks and we'll flatten the curve. Flatten the curve. And then it became, well, you can't go anywhere until we have a cure. Next, they'll say, you know what? It's getting crazy. nobody leaves the house until we cure cancer, too. Nobody ever comes back out again so we can run our scams with you people at home, with your money, with you people at home. When the antibody prevents a virus from entering a human cell, the virus can't survive, Dr. Xi said. If they cannot get into the cell, they cannot replicate. So it means that if we prevent the virus from getting into the cell, the virus eventually dies out. The body clears out the virus. When are we going to clear out the virus in Washington, D.C.? Maybe Dr. G can cook up a little potion for that crowd. This puts its arms around the virus. It wraps around the virus and moves them out of the body. Dr. Xi pointed out that the antibody can be used as preventative therapy since there are no side effects and that it can be more effective than any vaccine that may be developed. Yikes. Dr. Xi is going to be not going to get FDA approval for this sucker. He's saying all the wrong stuff. Unless he's in with these guys, they don't want anything to do. They want to push this vaccine. Even Trump is talking about vaccine, 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 vaccine. I thought he was an anti-vaxxer before he got involved in politics. Funny how Washington, D.C. makes you do a 180 on a lot of stuff. This is the best solution, he said. The point of making a vaccine is to generalize a neutralizing antibody. So if you already have one, you don't need the body to generate one from a vaccine. You've already provided it. You're cutting out the middleman. The middleman is Gates. What is he going to do if he can't poison Americans like he's poisoned kids in India and Africa? What is he going to do? Gates is not going to like this development. Dr. Xi better hire some bodyguards and a couple drivers, a couple decoy cars. Man. I'm not kidding. New headline, face masks can be... Let's just repeat that company so in case he pops up in the news that something happened to the guy. Or Sorrento Therapeutics. And out of San Diego, Dr. Henry G, G-I, could be Jai, but I pronounce it as G. Sorrento Therapeutics, yeah. Well, Godspeed to them. If they're not connected to these other criminals or these criminals in the White House and their friends like Gates and the World Health Organization and the Global Fund, all these international criminals, I'm all for it, but... I don't know if the medical cartel that Fauci and his crew runs is going to allow it to be approved. That's the sad news. This guy should go down to Mexico and start pumping it out. Little Dallas Buyers Club action. Face masks can be deadly to healthy people, says neurologist. Now, you learned this last week on the Thomas Paine podcast on Wednesday, episode 23. Dr. Judy Mikovits, a pioneer virologist, said that face masks are bad for you, bad for healthy people. And we heard from Facebook and a place, ooh, you can't say that. That's misinformation. Oh, it's an expert's opinion. So how's the misinformation? Right? You have these little geeks running around at Facebook playing information police. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Right? And then somebody comes out and they hammer you. But here's another one. Dr. Russell Blaylock, neurosurgeon, has written an editorial addressing healthy people wearing masks to protect themselves from COVID-19. And his advice is don't wear the mask. I've seen some of you people out there. You should be wearing a mask 24/7. I mean, it's pretty bad. I don't know. Put yourself together out there, people. As for the scientific support for use of face masks, a recent careful examination of the literature in which 17 of the best studies were analyzed concluded that none of the studies established a conclusive relationship between mask respirator use and the protection against influenza infection. Keep in mind, no studies have been done to demonstrate that either a cloth mask or an N95 masks have any effect on transmission of the COVID-19 virus. Any recommendations, therefore, have to be based on studies of influenza virus transmission. And as you have seen, there is no conclusive evidence of that and their efficiency in controlling flu virus transmission. In other words, there's no proof the masks stop anything. Actually, if you look at the N95 mask and what it stops, the micrometers or whatever, however it's measured, we already measured this down, that COVID-19 is actually smaller and can penetrate the mask. So what really is going on there? And Dr. Judy Mikovits said the masks are a control module to control people. The government's putting out, just like social distancing is nonsense, to control you. This is to control you and make sure you don't talk to people, and maybe you get choked out for not complying by people, and you start civil wars over a goddamn surgical mask. The recommendations by the CDC and the World Health Organization are not based on any studies of this virus and have never been used to contain any other virus pandemic or epidemic in history. World Health Organization, Jesus, where do they find these people, these cartels, these cartel leaders, these warlords? The world's a scary place with these people roaming around and being propped up with our money, with our tax money, have supported this for years. Several studies have indeed found significant problems with wearing such a mask. This can vary from headaches to increased airway resistance, carbon dioxide accumulation, to hypoxia, all the way to serious life-threatening complications. Had an argument, debate this weekend with my wife about masks. We went out. And I had a, you know, this lady yelled at me, put your mask on. She was like, was running this place. I said, you know, I'll put it around my neck and pretend like I'm wearing it, right? First of all, it's 90 degrees and I'm wearing a mask. Why don't I just have a fucking heart attack on the sidewalk and get it over with, right? 90 degrees and somebody wants me to put a burlap sack over my head like I'm one of the Iran hostages from the 70s. But then, you know, I said, this is, we're outside. We weren't in a, even, it was a shopping situation at like a farm. I'm like, this is stupid, right? And not to be disparaging, but the woman who told me to wear the mask was like 350. And I'm thinking, wear a mask? That's what you're worried about? Your heart's not going to make it, sister. You better slim that shit down. You wear a mask. It's just me. I'm sorry. But I mean, come on. Really? You worried about the mask? Really? You've been wearing an oxygen mask in about an hour. But so there was a woman there with two young kids, and she wasn't wearing a mask, and the kids weren't wearing a mask. I was like, cool. You know, they weren't hurting anybody, and they weren't near anybody. And some people were like scoffing at them, and I'm thinking, all right, so the mom didn't want the kids to wear a mask. Like, all right, the kids are traumatized enough, right? They get tossed out of school, they have to stay at home. Can't see their friends, can't play sports, can't go outside. Maybe the mom doesn't want them to wear a mask. Or maybe she's in on the information. Like, I just talked to Dr. Judy Mikovits a couple days earlier, who said masks are stupid. And then I'm out there wearing a mask. We're supposed to be wearing a mask on a 90-degree day. So I'm going to go with the people who, and like I said, the quote-unquote important people in D.C. aren't wearing masks. I don't see generals wearing masks. I don't see Trump wearing a mask. If you really thought it was a pandemic, these guys would be wearing a mask. They'd be wearing a goddamn a welding helmet and a space suit. Would they be tucked away in a mountain? Cheyenne Mountain. A suite at Cheyenne Mountain. So I told my wife, she said, well, how do you feel about that? I said, leave the kids alone. It's 90 degrees. It's not, you know what? It was nice to hear kids chattering, blah, blah, blah. The two kids were fighting, the brothers. They were like probably 7 and maybe 5. ready to poke each other's eyes out. There's something refreshing about that. Something very reassuring about these kids ready to kill each other. But with a mask, they'd be just walking around like zombies. That's the whole point. It's like a control op. This will go down as one of the biggest schemes in your lifetime, my lifetime, in history of the United States. You see, you watch, you watch. And what's coming is not pretty. I'm curious to see what's in the news here that I'm going to be reading. See if we get to any of that stuff. Because it's coming. The shit, the proverbial shit is going to hit the fan relatively soon with people's frustrations. It's human nature. Just human nature. Researchers surveyed 212 healthcare workers, 47 males and 165 females, asking about presence of headaches with the N95 mask use, duration of headaches, type of headaches, and if the person had pre-existing headaches. They found that about a third of the workers developed headaches with the use of the mask. Most had pre-existing headaches that were worsened by the mask wearing, and 60% required pain medications for relief. As to the cause of the headaches, while straps and pressure from the mask could be causative, the bulk of the evidence points toward hypoxia and or hypercapnia as the cause. That is, a reduction in blood oxygenation, hypoxia, or the elevation in blood CO2, hypercapnia. It is known that the N95 mask, if worn for hours, can reduce blood oxygenation as much as 20%, which can lead to a loss of consciousness. This is accurate. You have people terrified out of their wits wearing a mask around in the car. Next thing you know, the dude zonks out. He zonks out. The car goes off the road. He's in an accident. God forbid if he hits somebody else. There's been a number of these guys passing out behind the, and women. All right. I'm putting it to the heat on the guys, right? Because I gave the chick at the farm a hard time. Right. So I'm putting this one on the guys. I don't want the ladies out there to get mad at me. So the dudes are out there, even though it's both, the dudes are out there passing out. And then you got medical professionals. They're not getting the blood to their heads and the rest of their bodies. But no, you should be wearing a mask. Right, so you can pass out too. So you can have an elevation in CO2 in your blood. Right, if it was up to these fuckers in D.C., you could just go put your mouth on a tailpipe of a car and get it over with. This comes from the same assholes who sent multiple states, okay? Governors and elected officials and appointed jackasses who sent senior citizens with COVID-19 into nursing homes and killed a number of people. Where's William Barr now? Well, if I was Attorney General, I'd be all over that, right? Instead, he's camped out in a pop tent in front of Country Buffet, wondering if there'll ever be food buffets again, this guy. Where is this guy at? We'll get to that later this week. Yeah, if everything goes right, he's going to get a bank safe dropped on the back of his head again with the news we have ready to drop. Going to fucking arrest Obama. Give me a break. The only arrest this guy's going to have is cardiac arrest. The importance of these findings is that a drop in oxygen levels, hypoxia, is associated with an impairment in immunity. Studies have shown that hypoxia can inhibit the type of main immune cells used to fight viral infections called the CD4 plus T lymphocyte. In other words, you wear the masks, you can even get sick from wearing the mask. It doesn't prevent you from getting sick. It doesn't prevent you from getting sick. It can actually accelerate it. There's another danger to wearing these masks on a daily basis, especially if worn for several hours. Listen, all the dopes driving around in their car. Okay? Like Typhoid Mary stuffed in your trunk. Take the fucking mask off, for God's sakes. Put the window down. Get some air. Get some air into your brains. If you're driving around with the mask on, you might need more air in your brains than the regular people do. if you're that terrified by the shit that these idiots are telling you on a regular basis and you can't figure things out for yourself, you need a lot more air. Pick yourself up a helium tank at Walmart, too. That can't hurt. When a person is infected with a respiratory virus, they will expel some of the virus with each breath. If they're wearing a mask, especially an N95 mask or other tightly fitting mask, they will be constantly rebreathing the viruses, raising the concentration of the virus in the lungs and the nasal passages. We know that people who have the worst reactions to the coronavirus have the highest concentrations of the virus early on, and this leads to a deadly cytokine storm in a selected number. Yeah, the only thing missing here is Burks, Dr. Scarf, Tony the Ferret Fauci, and Cromdo and Redfield telling you to use a dry cleaning bag as a mask. That'll be next. And people would probably go out and put a piece of plastic on their head and try to drive around with that. They'd be the easy folks to tell. They don't have to worry about getting any virus since they're going to pass out and die. But the government said put a dry cleaning bag over your head or a Glad bag you might have around in the kitchen, preferably clear. And that should handle it too. And people be, oh, okay. Here, kids, here are little Glad bags for you. Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. Here's a zip. Here's an extra large Ziploc. You're only four. People like space aliens walking around with bags on their head because the government said so. If these dopes told you to jump off the Hoover Dam, they'd be like, okay, which side? The water side or the cement side? People with cancer, especially if the cancer has spread, will be at a further risk from prolonged hypoxia as the cancer grows best in micro environment that is low in oxygen. Low oxygen promotes inflammation, which can promote the growth, invasion, and spread of cancers. Repeated episodes of hypoxia have been proposed as a significant factor in the atherosclerosis. Yeah. Atherosclerosis. And hence increase all cardiovascular, heart attacks, and cerebrovascular strokes and diseases. That's good. Let's get that population down. Viva la Gates. Viva la Gates Foundation. Bueno. Let's get that population down. Let's kill those people with cancer. They're too damn expensive. These people with heart problems and strokes, kill them. Put the dry cleaning bag on their head. Old bats are taking us down anyhow, driving up our medical costs. It gets even more frightening. Newer evidence suggests that in some cases, the virus can enter the brain. Not for a lot of people in the government. There's nothing in there. It's like entering an empty beer can. In most instances, it enters the brain by way of olfactory nerves. That's the smell nerves. I only know that because it says that. I'm not really bright when it comes to this stuff, which connect directly with the area of the brain dealing with recent memory and memory consolidation. Oh, I guess that's what happened to Joe Biden. The virus went in. He can't remember anything. Poor Joe. Let's have him tested again. By wearing a mask, the exhaled viruses will not be able to escape and will concentrate in the nasal passages, enter the olfactory nerves, and travel into the brain. Yeah, let's wear masks. It's a good idea. This Fauci guy's a dope. And a criminal. Is this guy the only qualified guy to talk about the virus? I mean, what does Trump have this guy? This is going to go down in history as a gaffe. A series after series of gaffes in an election year. It's not going to be pretty. Mm-mm. There's not going to be surfing into any reelection at this point with this kind of nonsense going on. People's lives are going down the tubes and you have idiots calling the shots. Like Fauci and Burks and Redfield, and it goes on and on and on. Then you got the Blaylock here, Dr. Blaylock, who's saying all this. You got Dr. Mikovits, who we interviewed twice, and really two fucking earth-shattering interviews, saying this is all bullshit. You know, it just goes back to what I say. It's very simple. Whenever the government says they're going to save your life or they're going to do something for you, rent a car, okay, and drive real fast. And if needed, Thelma and Louise that bitch right over a cliff. Because that, you'll actually be safer flying through the air off of the Grand Canyon than you would listening and waiting for the government to help you. Right? Look at the characters these guys are lined up with. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Right? Warlord, WHO director, Tedros, the Clinton Foundation. These guys are going to help you. Run for your life as fast as you can. If you can't run, call an Uber. If you can't call an Uber, crawl. Throw yourself down the stairs like the old lady in the I've fallen and I can't get up commercial. Even though the guy who really fell down the stairs had a couple navel tattoos, a couple anchors on his arm and a gray wig. I mean, but it looked good. It looked good. We used to slow it down at the fraternity. Like, we used to tape it and then pause and be like, that's that guy falling down the stairs. But that's another story. But yeah, run for your life. Throw yourself through a window. Do something. Get away from the government as fast as you can. Look what they've done trying to help us. They've trashed the country. But they're here to help you. Yeah. They saved your life. Oh, thanks. Next time you save my life, maybe I'll come back to my life, not to some shell of existence. We're just getting by through the day. It's supposed to be my new mission in life. These fucking people are so full of shit. Okay. Stanford University doctor. You are mistaken if you think coronavirus lockdowns provide safety. See, the guys who prepped this are on a mission for me to lose my shit. And it's really working. And because now they know that I don't read it until it's game time. Like right now, I don't read it. And they have me on a downward slope on a regular basis. Dr. Jan Anata Bhattacharya. You probably saw this dude around. He's been on social media, on YouTube, and on interviews and stuff. The mainstream media won't touch this guy with a 10-foot pole. But he's been around. He makes a lot of sense. He's a professor of medicine at Stanford University. He said people are mistaken if they think coronavirus lockdown policies are a solution to proof safety from COVID-19. We've talked about this guy too previously. Bhattacharya's estimation, the lockdowns have not moved the population toward elimination of the virus, but rather delayed the spread. Well, that's the whole point. If you're trying to wreck an economy and actually spread poverty and problems, right, and disparity, that's what this is a disparity in control op. And that, I mean, that's, I think that's how it's playing out. Oh, you were doing pretty good, right? Yeah. You thought you had the world by the balls. American dream. No. Over, bitch. You going back to where your great grandparents were when they came here. You're going to end up with nothing. How's that American dream working out for you? Take a quick drink here. Mm-hmm. Look at this fool. Thought he was going to get a couple houses. Pay for a couple college tuitions. Go on some vacations. Stupid ass. Don't they know we run this fucking country? Back down, pal. Going back 60, 40, 60, 80 years to where your ancestors came from. Good luck. Go boil a pot of water and wash some clothes. Take in some laundry. Get out of here. We run this country. As a result, whenever lockdown restrictions are lifted, the virus will inevitably spread again. Well, that's what I'm hearing. I'll put this out here, and we'll come back to it, because I'm sure this will be another Thomas Paine crystal ball moment. September 22nd, 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't done your shopping after things clear up, if they do clear up, if the food supply improves, if it doesn't, load up for late September. Because these fools are like a jack in the box, are going to pop out with another wave. That's what we're hearing. So late September, around September 22nd. How are we hearing that? Don't worry about it. Just remember, okay? We hear it from some really plugged in people who are very, very bright and who I think have a leg up on this stuff. And again, proves that it is a total farce and scheme. So, load up during the summer. And if you're out there getting your toes wet in the sand, a little sandy beach out there with the S, if you're Irish, you're out there with the SPF 525. So you don't look like Grady Stiles, the lobster boy coming off the beach. Don't get too cocky, because around September, here we go again. Now, will that happen? I don't know. We don't know anything, but I'm putting it out there as a warning. In case it does, information is power, okay? What does it hurt saying that? I think it actually helps if it gives you a chance to be more prepared. There is no safe option. But Acharya said, if you think that having a lockdown will provide you safety, you're mistaken. Because the problem is the lockdown has had enormous negative effects on the health of people in the United States and around the world. We've said this. I like this story because I get the break. Whenever the gross domestic product, the GDP, tumbles in a certain sector or country quickly, it's followed by chaos, often violence, depression, poverty, and newfound poverty and things like that. And with that comes death. And when you see such a massive decline in first world countries where this is targeted, isn't it strange that this is really primarily targeted first world countries? Think about that. Why is this not in Africa yet and some of the poorer countries? Wouldn't an organic pandemic just spread like wildfire all over the place? Why is it only hammering first world countries and the richest countries in the world? Why is that? See, people don't take time to think about this stuff. I fucking do, because I look at everything. I'm a complete maniac when it comes to this stuff. I examine everything. And look at the spread of the map. It's not organic. You don't skip Laos. You don't skip Vietnam. Okay, you don't skip Cambodia and these places. And just end up in... goes from China, skips everything to its south, and ends up in Australia. Oh, what? It booked a couple tickets on a Carnival cruise by itself? On the Viking cruise? It's a pretty smart virus. Fucking thing's making travel restrictions. Look at the map. If it was organic, it would have spread all over the place. Okay? So think about that. Let's see where we're at. There's no safe option, Bhattacharya said. If you think that having a lockdown will provide you safety, you're mistaken, because the problem is that the lockdown had an enormous negative effect. We said that. And it did. And we've elaborated on that. And again, this is a very smart guy. Okay. Very, very, another smart guy who's making a lot of sense. Where are we at? 35 minutes. We're zipping through here. Zipping through here. Yeah. New headline. Government could enforce who you're allowed to socialize with via tracking app. Oh, yeah. Fucking try it. Try it. Good luck. In the new normal of social distancing, governments could dictate who you're allowed to socialize with and punish wrongdoers via a smartphone tracking app. Pretty basic. Leave the tracking app, leave the smartphone at home. Leave it at home. It's fun to use. Yeah, great. get a burner phone, right? Get two cans and a fucking string. Get Michael Douglas's goddamn wireless phone he used on Wall Street on the beach to talk to Bud Fox. Get whatever you can. Get a bag phone. Get the crank phone. Back in the day, you had to crank it up. Calling Pennsylvania 632, please. Can you, operator, calling Pennsylvania 632. Can you connect the call? Yes, thank you. Get whatever you can, okay? Leave the smartphone at home. Let these dummies think that you're at home. I haven't not been taking my, for all you government goons out there, when somebody leaves the house and they go somewhere, I tell them to take my phone with them while I'm at home. And when I go somewhere, I leave my smartphone at home. You want to track me, pal? You're going to be doing I'll take you to the limit, pal, if you're sitting home trying to figure out where the hell I am. I'll put that shit on an ox cart in the Middle East. You won't know where the hell I'm at. We don't really need these things to stay in touch. I mean, you're going out, okay? Oh, I have to be in touch with people 24/7. No, you don't. For the younger guys, look, we grew up, okay? We didn't even have call waiting. That was like a big thing when it came around, right? Call waiting. You used to get a busy signal. You're like, God damn it. Trying to make my way with this girl and somebody in their house is on the phone the whole time. How am I supposed to call? You don't have to be in touch with people 24/7. It's okay to leave your cell phones at home and go out. What's going to happen? Get a burner phone, okay? Do something. If you take the technology away from them, they can't track you. You're giving them the ammunition to track you. Governments are now considering a post-lockdown world of social bubbles, which in the UK translates to a proposal to allow people to visit 10 friends and family. I know some of these heavy drinkers in the UK, I don't think they have 10 friends. They might have 10 friends they owe money to. I went drinking with these guys. There's a lot of turmoil over there. I don't know about these guys that have 10 friends when they go into the bars and drink bitters and beer and stuff. So problem solved for a lot of those rummies over there. And I know, you know, this podcast is doing really well in the UK. So I hope they realize I'm kidding, but to a certain degree. But it's like some of my Irish friends are not afraid to hit the sauce. The Belgian government is also considering permitting people to have a designated list of people they can visit in order to keep the risk of transmitting COVID-19 low. Can you imagine? You have to give the government a list of your friends. These guys are pushing it. It's beyond pushing it. They're just getting stupid. They're just looking for some kind of a standoff or a confrontation so they can, you know, call out the trucks and crush you like Tiananmen Square style. There's a lot more of us than there are of them. It's very basic. You don't have to take shit from these people. And these people are fucking wimps and sissies and wallflowers and breadsticks and butter sticks. They'll fold so fast if you get in their face because they've never really been in a confrontation. You tell me Governor Cuomo's been in a fist fight in a schoolyard somewhere? No way. Look at that guy. Come on. You don't behave like an asshole if you've gotten your face kicked in. And believe me, no matter how tough you are, you always get your face kicked in somewhere along the way. And if you haven't, it's coming because there's always somebody bigger and badder than you. One of the most important lessons you learn in life. So get in these people's faces. What are they going to do? They're going to fine you? Ooh, I have to pay a fine. There's no courts. Where are you going to pay the fine at? Okay, fine me. I dispute the fine. I want to go to court. Oh, there is no court. Well, then that's your fucking problem, isn't it? Psychologist Dr. Linda Papadopoulos said the people who have been locked down for 2 months, unable to see friends and family, will see it as progress and a welcome development. Really? I don't think so. That's not fucking welcome development, okay? Maybe if you're a caveman and you just discovered fucking fire, that's a welcome development, okay? To see 10 friends. If you're a caveman, Cro-Magnon dude comes home from work. He's got to rub two sticks together for the next 3 hours to get a flame. Maybe to him that's a development. Not to modern day society. You have a list, like a shopping list of your friends. Jesus, what happens if you don't put your right friend on the list? If they don't make the list, it's like a wedding. How come I wasn't on your list, man? That's fucked up. These guys are creating turmoil is what they're doing. Like they pulled this shit right around the holidays and stuff, you know, with the impeachment to try to get families to stab each other at the dinner table, you know, to talk about politics and put everybody on edge. What happens if your buddies don't make the list? Especially with some of the ladies out there that can get a little excited when it comes to this list and the popularity type thing, right? If you don't make the list, what happens then? Have you talked to Sally? I haven't talked to her in 20 years. Why? I didn't make the list. I didn't make that goddamn COVID. Oh, yeah. I lost a couple of friends there, too. Fucking development. This isn't up there with fire or the wheel as far as human race developmental progress or pioneers go, okay? It's easy to envisage. I'm not even sure if I'm saying that right. This is obviously way over my head, this stuff coming out of the UK. A not-too-distant dystopia of state-enforced social distancing where the mandatory app will deduct points from your social credit score if you venture outside your house once too often or meet with an unauthorized friend. Social credit score. How did your regular financial credit score, how did that work out for you? Everybody breaking their ass with a good credit score? How has that worked out for you? You got an 800, you got a 900 credit score? Welcome to the 600s and the 500s, fools. Social credit score. People worked their whole lives to develop a financial credit score, and it just went down the tubes. People lost their social and financial standing with credit scores, okay? Faster than Bill Clinton's 8th grade date lost a dress. Could have been just last year, you know, with Bill Clinton. He could have been dating an 8th grader just last year. You don't know. That's the problem. And shout out to all the Secret Service guys out there who keep their mouth shut and let this guy get away. You guys are real stand-up guys, yeah. Walk around with your vests on, you're all barrel-chested. You could have buried this guy a long time ago, but you're too afraid to talk about it. Dopes. By giving people the privilege of allowing them to see a select number of friends, people are also being trained, and they are getting their rights back. They're getting their rights back. Where is this from? Summit News. They're being trained all right, like a chimp. Like a dopey monkey is what they're being trained like. Just be happy you have rights. Is that how bad it is over there in the UK? No wonder you got your asses whooped in 1700s. Take a chapter from the colonists in the United States, or the colonies at that time. Grab a farm implement and tell your local official you're tired of their bullshit. They'll back down. You'll see all the friends you want to. Every day will be like a parade. Get in these people's faces, man. Don't take any shit from them if you're in the UK or in Australia. I heard from somebody in Australia said it's a goddamn freak show out there. Our show's doing really well in Australia. I mean, really well. Like top 20 in daily news. That's crazy in these other countries. We're just not talking to people in the United States. People are having these problems all over the globe. And no one's telling them the goddamn truth in their country either. So they're saying, hey, man, we're listening to you. And we're taking lessons in our country from what you're saying about your country. We're all in this together. Remember they fucking say that? We're all in this together. We need to band together. You're fucking damn right we're all in this together. We're all screwed. We're all serfs. We're all minions. We're all dopes as far as these elite people are concerned. And that's global. I literally, I'm not kidding you, I hear from all over the world. I'll read you a couple of those in the next couple of days. It's scary. Because we're so transfixed on what's going on in our country, and we say, wait a minute. I'm taking a step back saying, there are people all over the globe going through the same thing. And listening to me? Why are they listening to me? I'm just a guy from Philly who has enough balls to tell the truth. Well, they're listening. They're out there listening. They're taking something away. So if you're going to take something away, don't take shit from these people. If enough people get in their face, they'll buckle. Take that away from it. Start spreading that around to your friends. We don't have to take shit. There's a lot more of us than there are of them. Look, if they want to change this country or your country, make them fucking earn it. Make them earn it. If you think you want to change it, all right? You want to tell me how to earn it. Let's see if you'll go to the fucking mat. Let's see if you'll go to the fucking wall. Let's see what you got. Let's see how bad you think you are, how much you know. You're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to take it. You're not just going to get it given to you. Fuck that. You're going to earn it. You're going to see. Let's see who the most committed is. Let's see who wants to go all the way to the wall. Let's see who's standing when this is over. Let's see how bad you think you're fucking bad. Let's see how fucking bad you think you are, man. Try me. That's the attitude you got to have no matter what country you're in. You get one life, man. That's it. One shot at this. You want to be a slave to a bunch of rich assholes who look at you as livestock and cattle? Earn it. Let's see if you got what it takes. Anyway, moving on. It's a good Monday message. The kids love it. 48 minutes. You know what? I'm not fucking kidding, man. I mean, we can have some fun and joke around, but if you want to come, come. Let's see what you got, right? And all you pussies out there who talk a great big deal on the internet and all you right-wing media types, take a back seat. You're not going to do anything. You're only doing this because you get paid. Why do you think people all over the world are now listening to me? I'm nobody special. I'm just trying to tell the truth. And I came up, if you want something from somebody, you better know how to take it from them. Because the crews I hung out with, they don't give you anything. You better be able to take it. You better be able to back it up. Words are cheap out here on the street. Headline, why life went on as normal during the killer pandemic of 1969. There might have been a few pandemics floating around at Woodstock at that time, but everybody looked like they had a good time. Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe a little, there was some chemical experimenting going on to find a cure, all right. God bless them. Patty Mall, let's see, where are we at? H3N2, or the Hong Kong flu, as it was more popularly known, was an influenza strain that the New York Times described as one of the worst in the nation's history. The first case of H3N2, which evolved from an H2N2, what is it, Star Wars, R2-D2, CP3, what are all these letters? Let me take a quick drink of water. The first case of H3N2, which was also called the Hong Kong flu, evolved from an influenza strain that caused the 1957 pandemic and was reported in mid-July 1968 in Hong Kong. All right, that was, you'll never get those 2 minutes back trying to get to this end of that sentence. By September, it had infected Marines returning to the States from the Vietnam War. By mid-December, the Hong Kong flu had arrived in all 50 states. Schools were not shut down nationwide, though, other than a few dozen because of too many sick teachers. face masks weren't required or even common. Though Woodstock was not held during the peak months of the H3N2 pandemic, the festival went ahead when the virus was still active and had no known cure. Can you imagine now? Be like,
Woodstock has been canceled and there's a flu going around. Everybody leave the farm. I know, 500,000 people. You goddamn hippies, get off the farm. There's a flu. Some people have a temperature out there. Now get the hell off the farm and take your acid with you, you freaks.
They're like, yeah, well, it's going to be like 500 people at this concert. Yeah, 500,000 people. Yeah. Let them. It's cool. I'm hip, man. We're hip. It's groovy. Did 500,000 people die after going to Woodstock? No. Really, the only people that died at Woodstock, I think, were Sha Na Na, but another thing. Hey, listen to the soundtrack, you'll know what I mean. I mean, Carlos Santana seemed to have a good time. Life continued as normal, said Jeffrey Tucker, the editorial director for the American Institute of Economic Research. But as with now, no one knew for certain how deadly the pandemic would turn out to be. Regardless, people went on with their lives. Not now. King Fauci's on the loose. There was no King Fauci in 69, man. King Fauci wasn't rolling around the farm in upstate New York, man, checking bong water, man, for bacteria, man. Who's this cat, man, checking out bong? What do you mean I can't smoke, man? Fauci, who the fuck is Fauci, man? Tucker said that's not at all surprising that people went on with their lives. That generation approached viruses with calm, nationality, and rationality. Maybe nationality too back then, who knows? And intelligence. We left disease mitigation to medical professionals, individuals, and families rather than politics, politicians, and the government. Yeah, can you imagine? One of the greatest, I guess we would think, music moments in history of in any country would cancel because there was a flu pandemic. You see those people, you ever watch the movie, they're running around naked, sliding around in the mud, smoking everything they could find, smoking banana peels, smoking blankets, I mean, smoking anything they could find, and they didn't get sick. And there was a quote-unquote Hong Kong flu running around. These people were out of control. They were loving it. Most of them survived, best of my knowledge. It wasn't like a... it's insane what's going on today. Well, it's way too soon to compare the numbers. H3N2 has so far proved deadlier than COVID-19 between 68 and 70. Hong Kong flu killed between an estimated 1 and 4 million, according to the CDC and Encyclopedia Britannica, with U.S. deaths exceeding 100,000. As of this writing, COVID-19 has killed more than 295,000 globally and around 83,000 in the United States. You know what you're killing, man? You're killing the show, man. You're killing the whole vibe, dude. We're trying to have a music festival, man. Hong Kong Fooey, or whatever the guy's name is, Hong Kong Fooey, man. He's invited, man, if he doesn't bring the crowd down, man. A real square, man. This Hong Kong Fooey is a real square, man. Jimi Hendrix is supposed to go on at dawn, man. Hong Kong Fooey better get his ass out of here. We don't want any bad vibes. Bad karma, man. Bad karma is like bad acid, man. It's bad. What does it say when people who are experimenting with heavy-duty, mind-altering drugs made better decisions than the people now in the White House and in D.C. and the CDC? Hey, man, we got to get down there. We need to get a traveling... We need to get the traveling Grateful Dead roadshow down to the CDC and get some of these people on some whippets and acid. Open this country back up, goddammit. Aside from the different reactions to N2 and COVID-19, the similarities between them are striking. Both viruses spread quickly and cause upper respiratory symptoms, including fever, cough, and shortness of breath. They infect mostly adults over 65 or those with underlying medical conditions, but could strike people of any age. Maybe that's what Joe Cocker had at Woodstock, man. He seemed like he was sick or something, man. He was making all kind of weird faces and stuff, man. Maybe Cocker had the Hong Kong flu, man. What got a hold of some bad brown acid, dude? It was going around, man. They announced it. During both pandemics, horror stories abounded. From the bodies stored in refrigerator trucks in New York last month to corpses stored in subway tunnels in Germany during the H3N2 outbreak. How does the lockdowns currently compare with, where are we at? 57. How does the lockdown currently compare with the Hong Kong flu? Nathaniel Moyer, a postdoctoral fellow at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, said there were few precautions taken during the H3N2 pandemic other than washing hands and staying home when sick. Hey, man, I can't work today, man. I don't feel up to it, man. It was like the pandemic hadn't even happened if you look for it in history books, he said. I'm still shocked at how differently people addressed it or maybe even ignored it in 1968 compared to 2020. Man, Jerry, man, he's playing at Winterland for New Year's Eve, man, out in San Francisco, man. Pandemic, man. We're not going to do that scene, man. You guys didn't even acknowledge it back in 68 and 70. Like, pandemic, man. Is that, did they warm up, man, for Crosby, Stills, and Nash? Pandemic, yeah. I'm hip to that, man. I think they did. Yeah, yeah, man. They went on tour with Peter, Paul, and Mary, man. The virus rarely made front page news. A 1968 story in the Associated Press warned that deaths caused by the Hong Kong flu more than doubled across the nation in the third week of December. But the story was buried on page 24. Oh, boy, it goes on and on and on, this story. Which you can all find all the full stories on True Pundit under the date of Pain in the Morning, with the date would be, what's today, 5/18/20. Much of the current thinking about infectious diseases is the modern era changed because of SARS outbreak in 2013, which scared the hell out of many people. It's the first time I recall people wearing masks and trying to distance themselves from others, particularly in situations where someone might cough or sneeze. The idea, here's something interesting. The idea that a pandemic could be controlled with social distancing and public lockdowns is a relatively new one, said Tucker. It was the first suggested in 2006 study by the New Mexico scientist Robert Glass, who got the idea from his 14-year-old daughter's science project. Here we go. Right? Some dopey kid, right? Some dopey kid said, oh, I think my science project will be the baking soda in the vinegar in a volcano, or the fact that if people stayed away from each other when there was a pandemic, 6 feet away from each other, they would get better. And this dope said, hey, that's a good idea. We should take this national. Hey, man, what's this guy's name? Glass, man. That's he's bringing the crowd down, man. When I hear Glass in New Mexico, man, I think of the first bong I bought, man, in Albuquerque. Two government doctors, not even epidemiologists, Richard Hatchett, that's a name you don't want to forget, and Carter Metcher, who worked for the Bush administration. Oh, here we go. The Bush administration, man, they're still looking for weapons of mass destruction, man. They're looking for that like I was looking at one time after we had a party for my Fog Hat, man, Fool for the City album, man. I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm entertained. These dopes from the Bush administration hatched the idea of using government-enforced social distancing and hope to try it out on the next virus. We are, in effect, Tucker said, part of a grand social experiment. But the differences between how the world responded to the two pandemics separated by 50 years is more complicated than any single explanation. So this is a fucking bird brain kids science fair? Science fair experiment? And two morons who worked for criminal Bush administration, pick either one, they were both criminals, put this into effect. They wanted to see how it played out. Hey, man, let's see how this... I mean, just... Holy shit. If I were 48 in 1968, I would have most likely served in World War II, said Moore. This is one of the dopes from the Bush administration. I would have had a little brother who served in Korea and possibly might have had a son or daughter fighting in Vietnam. Death, he said, was a bigger and in some ways more accepted part of American life. Oh, so hey, wait a minute, man. Is this guy saying we should be all cool about dying, man? You know? Didn't he ever hear that song, man? Four dead in Ohio. Hey, man. Four dead's too many, man. You're talking about killing millions, man. These guys are dopes. This guy said it's no big deal. Let's lock people down. If something happens and they die, that's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Two government doctors. That's the key. Two more of these fucking dummies in the government. I'd rather have the guy making pizzas out of the back of his 74 Vega at the Grateful Dead show making decisions than these two bird brains who thought that using social government-enforced social distancing and just itching to try it out on the next virus to see what kind of experiment, what kind of effect it would have on society, and got the idea from some bird brain kid. Unbelievable. This is where we're at. This is what the government, you're just an experiment. You're just a fucking experiment. You're a cattle. You're a lab rat. This is what I talked about earlier. This stuff is crazy. All right. That's it for today. Where am I at? An hour, and I don't even know where we're at. An hour and 5 minutes or something. Be back tomorrow, Tuesday. Pain in the morning. We got all kind of stuff lined up. I'm getting pissed off. I might have to drop something major on Wednesday in the main podcast. And if I do, it's going to create a little bit of a shitstorm. I'm on the fence. Why am I on the fence? Because there's people at play and there's concessions I have to make from where, you know, the sources you get the information from. So it's a game. There's a game behind the game behind the game. So. But I think it's time to drop a fucking anvil on these guys. Shake them up a little bit. The whole DC establishment. So let's see how it plays out. I'm putting it out there. You can support us, and we appreciate the support on patreon.com/truepundit, where we do a video podcast of this. It's up out there to my folks supporting us there. We really do appreciate it. And we'll be back tomorrow, Pain in the Morning. And this was a good one. I had a lot of fun. I don't know how the hell you can laugh at some of this stuff, but we have to laugh. It's like really the best medicine. But there's also undercurrents of disturbing things going on here, but at least poke a little bit of fun at it. Nobody else can do this stuff in the media. I watch some of these guys. They're cement heads. They're scary. They read from a script, and it seems like they want to, you know, they got a little bit too much juice at the gym or something. Scary guys. Nobody can be that mad all the time. It's not healthy. So thanks for your support. We appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow, God willing, and God bless. Take care.